Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Bajaj Healthcare Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prachi Ambre from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Shruti. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Bajaj Healthcare Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all the participants on the Q1 FY27 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Anil Jain, Managing Director, Mr. Rohan Parekh, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call contains some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based on our expectations, beliefs, and opinions as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Anil Jain for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A very good afternoon to everyone. On behalf of Bajaj Healthcare team, it's a privilege to welcome all of you to our earnings conference call. Strategically, we see our business under two verticals. The first one is our API business, our foundation business, where we manufacture various API intermediates. We are also expanding into high-value science-led APIs like peptides and onco, where we have already developed four molecules with two scaled to pilot level and six more under development. To commercialize this pipeline, we are getting up a dedicated peptide manufacturing facility with an installed capacity of approximately 250 kg per annum, targeted for commissioning by Q4 2027. Another key focus area is oncology API, where we are building a dedicated manufacturing facility which will commercialize and the target date by Q4 2028. Next comes our formulation business, where we are consciously shifting our mix towards high-margin, branded, and specialized products. We are pleased to share that Bajaj Healthcare has become the first company in India to secure FCC recommendation for manufacturing and marketing of cenobamate tablets, and we have also successfully completed the BE, that is bioequivalence study, of suvorexant tablets and are progressing towards the regulatory approval procedures. These are meaningful first-mover regulatory milestones in CNS therapy space. On the oncology side, our dedicated platform, Bajaj Oncocare, was launched in 2024, already has a presence across 23 states and three Union territories with 15+ brands, and we are the first in India to launch posaconazole 300 milligram tablets, a differentiated formulation aimed to improve treatment adherence and patient experience. We also continue to strengthen our position as a trusted supplier to institute and government healthcare programs, including Indian Railways, Defense, ESIC, and Jan Aushadhi. We secure exclusive licensing rights from the innovator for manufacturing and commercializing of magnesium L-theranate capsules, which is sold globally as a MNECTIN, a specialty nutraceutical ingredient, which we believe represents a new growth avenue. We are also supplying this nutraceutical magnesium L-theranate to our patent holder in the U.S. We expanded our DSIR approval R&D center at Savli with a team of experienced scientists, a new large R&D facility spanning over 10,000 sq ft expected to operationalize by August 2026, which will house more than 100 researchers under one roof. Our R&D spending as a percentage of sales has scaled meaningfully from 0.4% in 2024 to 2.2% in 2026. We strengthen our formulation business through the acquisition of Generalize Pharmaceuticals' manufacturing facility in Nashik, which is currently under the NCLT approval process. The facility enhances our capacity across solid dosage form and provides a strategic platform for expanding our formulation and oncology businesses. Following the receipt of the request, approval and licensing, commercial production is expected to commence by second half of 2027. With that, now let me hand over a call to Mr. Rohan Parekh, our CFO, who will be walking through the financial performance of the quarter in detail. Rohan, over to you.
Thank you, Anandji, and good afternoon to everyone. Let me take you through our financial performance, starting with the quarter, and then provide some context on the historical trends. In quarter 1, FY 2027, we reported a revenue of 165.6 crores compared to 148.8 crores in quarter 1, FY 26, and 153.1 crores in quarter 4, FY 26, which is a growth of 11.3% year on year and 8.2% sequentially. Gross profit for the quarter stood at 80.4 crores, up by 16.2% year on year, compared to 69.1 crores in quarter 1, FY 26. Gross margin percentage expanded by 210 basis points to 48.3%. EBITDA for the quarter is at about 29.6 crores, 17.8%, an improvement of 70 basis points year on year as compared to 17.1% in quarter 1 last year and 110 basis points over sequentially over quarter 4 of last year. Profit after tax from continuing operations stood at about 13.9 crores, up by 14.1% year on year from 12.2 crores in quarter 1 last year and broadly remaining stable versus 13.8 crores in quarter 4, translating into a PAT margin from continuing operations of 8.4%. Domestic API was a key growth driver during the quarter, growing to 27% year on year, which is about 92.3 crores, while export and formulation business contributed to 50.1 crores and 23.3 crores, respectively. We expect the revenue mix to gradually normalize towards historical levels as export improves and geopolitical conditions ease over the course of the year. As of 31st March 2026, our network stood at 533 crores, up from 466 crores last year, and our debt equity improved further to 0.45 as compared to 0.48 in FY25 and 1.19 in FY24, which is a meaningful deleveraging from over last 3 years. On cash flows, net cash from operating activities for FY26 stood at about 58.1 crores, and we ended the year with cash and cash requirements of rupees 37.2 crores, up from 2.6 crores at the start of the year. Overall, we remain focused on sustaining our margin profile as we scale, continue to deliver the balance sheet, and improve our capital allocation, which will define our growth over coming few years. With that, we will now open the floor for questions. Thank you once again for joining us on this first earnings call for Bajaj Healthcare.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Arav Sukhira from Ambit. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. So, my first question is, can you please provide some indication as to how the API prices have been this quarter and how you expect them to be through the rest of the year?
The API price has been more or less stable during this last quarter as compared to last quarter. And it all depends upon the geopolitical situation, how it moves ahead. Then only we can have some something what we call everything depends on the oil and price. So right now, this quarter was fair enough with the stable API price.
Right. So then the growth in the domestic API segment primarily came from volume growth and not price.
No.
Okay. And so in your opening statement, you were mentioning details of some facilities, and you mentioned one of them, which was to commercialize, to target commercialization for which is Q4 FY28. Which one is that? I kind of missed that in the opening statement.
Yeah, that is the oncology API unit.
Oncology API unit. Okay. And could you give any revenue and profitability guidance for FY27?
So we can the growth rate is around 10 to 15% for the next this quarter, this year, 2027.
Okay, and this is revenue growth you're talking.
Revenue growth. We are talking about revenue growth.
Okay, and can we expect a similar growth rate for the profits?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sure. Thanks for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh from Haitong Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, first question, sir, on the peptide synthesis part, I wanted to understand which are the peptide molecules that you're working on and when it is likely to get commercialized from your end.
So we are working on almost like 6 to 7 molecules. I can give the name one of the peptide, that is semaglutide. Rest are little confidential, so we cannot share right now over this conference call. Our plant is going to commercialize in Q4 of this year. So the first production would be semaglutide production.
Understood. And SEMA would be for India market or how it would be?
Right now we are working for the Indian market, but the plant which is designed is for the global market.
Okay, understood. And I mean on the onco API part, if you could help us understand, I mean what kind of plans you have, when is the commercialization commercialization likely to start?
So as I mentioned that this plant will be ready in Q4 of 2028.
Okay, understood sir. And sir, if you could just help me understand what is Bajaj Onco Care, as this is the first time I've attending your con call, I'm not aware about Onco Care.
Bajaj Onco Care is a division of Bajaj Healthcare where we market our own brands of to the oncology patients. It goes directly through the, it's like a B2C business with our own 15 brands working in 23 states and 3 Indian territories.
Okay, understood. And sir, if you could help me understand what kind of a capital allocation policy are you looking at over the next 2 to 3 years, whether the capex cycle for the company is completed or are we likely to see capex continue for the company?
So the capex will be every year we are allocating around 40 to 50 crores for next every year it will be like 40 to 50 crores capital expenditure.
Okay, and any kind of acquisition that you are looking for?
Right now nothing. We already acquired this Genix RX, which is under NCLT. First we will commercialize that plant, then we see how we move forward.
Okay, and given that you are expecting commercialization of let's say peptides and the oncology as well, so are you expecting margin going forward to improve from the current mid to high teens level that you are seeing?
Yeah, there will be, because we are changing the mixed product. There will be a lot of mixed product changes from high volume to low volume products we are going. Peptide, as you see, oncology, there will be some improvement in the margin.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get back into the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shantanu Basu from Smith Limited. Please proceed.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Congratulations for a decent quarter. I have few questions. So, firstly, Basically, I am aware that your receivable days were higher because of the OPM business and the institutional sales business, but you are working on reducing it. So what is the current receivable days and is there scope for further reduction?
Yeah, hi Shantanuji. Rohan, you have this answer. So
yeah.
There is an improvement in the receivable days as compared to last financial year. We have come down from 145 days to 131 days as of quarter one of this year. We continue to work with our customers to improve this much further, but we anticipate it to be around 110 to 120 days going forward.
Okay. Okay. And my next question is basically, any progress on the CDMO front on behalf of the UK and EU clients that you were working on?
Like we have already filed a DMF in UK and Europe. And we have already got 6 CP approvals recently over a period of in last 6 to 8 months. So these 6 molecules will be commercialized. It will take at least 1 year. Because once we get approval from the authority, that is EUPM or the agencies, it takes another 1 to 1.5 years to get a customer approval. This is a timeline that is required to, for the customer to make a batch, keep on stability, and then commercialize.
So the first batch of revenues can be expected in FY29. That's what you're saying?
28 end.
And what would the quantum be?
Quantum, we are just analyzing it, how the things are moving, how, what time, how much revenue we can get, what is the price. It depends after one and a half years, what will be the price of the molecules. It all depends upon that. But the volume is good, that we can come in.
Okay, okay. And going forward, for FY27, you have guided 10 to 15% top line growth. Can a similar rate of growth be expected for FY28 as well?
Yes.
Okay. And my last question is, you were supposed to sell off 3 loss-making plants in Tarapur. So what's the progress? Have you sold off all three of them?
No, 2 are only left. Rest all we have sold.
So you have sold 1 and 2 are left, right?
Correct.
And how much sale proceeds can be expected from those two?
We are expecting around...
Santroji, from the remaining 2 units, we are still on a lookout from a buyer. So once we are able to negotiate.
Okay, okay, I see. Okay. Thank you. Those were the questions from my end.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirali Shah from Ashika Investment Managers. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, congratulations on becoming the first company in India to receive the SEC recommendation. Based on that Fenobarbital tablet, beyond the regulation milestone, could you help us understand the commercial opportunity where we should focus primarily considering this opportunity?
So we have got this tech committee approval. We are still awaiting the approvals from their DCGI, that is NOC, and the state license. After that, the product will be commercialized. We have already tied up with the 8 companies in India who will be marketing this product. We will be a CDMO partner for them.
Okay, and if you can quantify this opportunity?
So the launching quantity and put over this year, it will be around 10 to 12 crore rupees.
In FY27?
Yeah, 27.
Okay. And my second question is on the peptide facility. Could you help understand what milestones remain between the commissioning and the commercial revenues inflow?
The commercialization will be last quarter of 2027, as I mentioned, and the revenue will be in 2028.
So we can expect customer qualifications and validation to extend in 2028? Or everything of that will be done before that?
No, but without plant commercialization, nothing happens. Only samples approval will be done, but actual production product has to go to the customer.
Yes, so probably commercial revenues could start coming in the second half of 2028. Is that fair understanding?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sajal Kapoor from Anti-Fragile Thinking. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for hosting the first ever earnings call, Rohan and Anil ji. Hopefully this becomes a permanent part of Bajaj Healthcare's governance. In India, we have seen companies begin investor calls during good periods only to discontinue them when business conditions become more challenging. To my mind, consistency across the cycle builds far more trust than consistency only during good times. That said, I have three questions for you, Rohan. Since joining, what are the two or three biggest changes you have made to the finance function that investors may not immediately see in the reported numbers?
Thank you, Sajal ji. Tough question to answer on our earnings call. The top three would be, one is to relook at our debt cost, the finance cost, and realign. The second is to look at our working capital allocation. And the third is to work on the discontinued units. One more point I would like to pick up is the cost optimization for operating costs across the plants.
Sure. No, that's helpful. And second is, you know, following last year's write-off, what has changed in the way you recognize revenue and manage the conversion of EBITDA into operating cash flow, please?
Just to give a feedback on last year's write-off, it was a one-off and one-time write-off that we took. From a revenue standpoint, the revenue is recognized once we dispatch. Just to give a feedback on the last year's write-off, there was no cash flow, it was a write-back of an income. I hope I have answered your question.
Yeah. No, so going forward, can we expect over the next, let's say, 5 years, the conversion of EBITDA into operating cash flow to be materially better than what we have done in the last 5 years? That's precisely what I'm asking.
Yes, sir. We can expect that.
Okay. Sure. That's helpful. That's very encouraging. And finally, you know, if we compare Bajaj Healthcare, let's say, 3 years from now, which balance sheet metric do you want investors to judge the performance of the group on? Any one metric, 3 years from now, not immediately, not about next quarter or even this year, let's say 3 years out.
So 3 years down the line, return on equity and return on assets is what I would look at.
Sure. That's helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishant Sahu from Green Portfolio. Please proceed.
Hello. Thank you for this opportunity, sir. Sir, I want to know how much revenue do you expect from the 2250 kg peptide plant, and will the margin be higher than the current 17%, sir?
This peptide, it all depends once we start this commercialization. Entire 250 metric ton will not be started in one day. It is built to give not only one API, but the API which will be coming in next 4 years. So we have designed a plant that will cover and that will have a capacity up to 2 to 3 years.
Okay, you are slowly ramping up the capacity and utilization over the years. Hello.
Hello.
You will slowly ramp up the capacity and utilization over the years, over 2-3 years, over next 2-3 years.
Yes.
Sir, I want to know this, in peak demand or in peak utilization, how much you are expecting? The peak revenue you are expecting from this plant.
Once we are to a peak and full utilization plant, we can expect anything around 200 to 300 crores of revenue.
And the margin would be, sir, around 20% we can expect?
More than
20%?
18 to 20%.
18 to 20%?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. It's the money. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Madhu Rati from Countercyclic Investment. Please proceed.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, sir, what is the backward integration level for our API business currently?
So, right now we are working on a molecule, like 8 to 10 molecules, where we are going to a backward integration. So, this will help us to increase a little of margins in the product. And also, the dependency on China will reduce.
Right. I was reading your FY25 annual report, and in that you mentioned that for vitamin C, we are like one of the, we signed some MOU with ICT for like the production and like going very backward integrated into this product. So if you could help us understand how many of our, so you mentioned 8 to 10 products, so what percentage of our revenue would these products be, and what kind of margin improvement can we expect in the next 1 or 2 years? From this backward integration that we are planning on doing?
First one, what we signed an MOU with the ICT, Institute of Chemical Technology, is totally backward integration of vitamin C. This is a long way to go, because this is a fermentation product and India doesn't have, and no one is manufacturing in India from this group. So this will be a patented technology where we'll be manufacturing vitamin C from the basic raw material. So we expect this to complete in
2029. Okay, and sir, what?
Sorry, make you go. Yeah, you can tell me.
So what percentage of our revenue comes from vitamin C currently? If you could help us answer.
Anything between 8 to 9%.
Okay, got it. And sir, the other 8 to 10 products where we are implementing backward integration measures, what percentage of our revenue would come from that, and what is the margin improvement can we?
You can put together around 20 to 25% will come from that 8 to 10 products, and there will be a marginal increase from 1 to 2%.
Got it. Sir, now coming out to the opioid processing segment, sir, we were planning to sell some of the derivatives from that, so whatever coffee seed and opium gum, whatever. So what is the status of those products currently?
No, opium gum we are doing for the government of India. So we are like, we are processing for them. So we are not selling any opiates.
No, sir. Sorry, sir. I think my question is okay. There were like 2 or 3 molecules or derivatives of these products that we could sell out to, like as intermediates to, I think, some foreign companies or pharma companies. So I was asking on that.
Yes, we are still working on that molecule. The product is still under R&D. The two molecules from the OPA.
And sir, are there any discussions with the government for increasing this this business opportunity in terms of capacities with the government?
Yeah, we are still working on it. We have put our detailed brief note to them, and they are still thinking, because they have raw material lying with them. Hopefully, we should get something.
Got it. Got it. Now, sir, just a final question from my end. Sir, on the working capital intensity, I think pre-COVID, our business used to be very lean, and that has ballooned, I think, the inventory. Although receivables, I understand that because of this government contract, but our inventory holding has also increased. So, what has led to this increase, and what are we doing to reduce it going forward?
Yeah, hi, this is Rohan here. So the inventory has increased as part of our internal policies because in quarter four we saw this war situation developing and we chose to order in few amount of inventories to ensure that we have our production going on for next couple of quarters. So going forward, we expect this to get better and not on the same lines as quarter four or quarter one of this year.
No, sir, I was asking about, sir, FY21 and FY26, if I compare the inventory holding period of our business, it has ballooned, on similar revenue levels, it has almost doubled the inventory number. So why is that? My question is more on that.
Because of the product mix, in FY21, or I would say before COVID, we had a few, less than 10 products which were for the company, which was the product basket. And now we have deleveraged from that products to having many more products in the inventory.
Okay, got it. And so for FY27 and 28, what kind of margin profile can we expect to maintain on an EBITDA level?
18-20%.
18-20%. Okay, sir. That is from mine. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth from Prenatal Asset Managers. Please proceed.
So, good evening, everybody, and thank you for the opportunity. So, going forward, where do you see the biggest growth opportunity? Domestic APIs, export APIs, formulations, specialty products. How do you expect the revenue mix to evolve over the years, let's say 3 to 5 years?
So it will be a mixed revenue because we work on a different verticals. So we have peptides, we have exports, formulations, domestic. So if you see today's current revenue, almost 18% is export, 18-20% is export, and rest is API and formulation. So in near future, you can see exports growing to around 30-35%, and rest will be domestic and formulation.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rudra Shreya from iThought Financial. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I wanted to ask about top 3 products that we have under each of the 3 segments that we report. API domestic, API exports, and formulations. And what would be their concentration in the revenue mix?
So for domestic, as we are the leading manufacturer of ascorbic acid and its salts, so it is contributing to around 9-10% or 8-10%. In export, we have magnesium alternative and nutraceutical products, which is the biggest product right now. We are selling this to an innovator in US. And formulation, it is a mixed product because it cannot be one product because we are doing a CDMO and institutional business.
Got it. And sir, this magnesium L-3-1-8 business, could you quantify how much did we do in FY26, both in domestic and export market?
So right now we are doing only for the export market where we sell our nutraceutical raw materials to the innovator. Last year we did around, in quantities, we can say around 350 metric tons.
So how much would that be in value terms, if that is possible?
10% of total revenue.
Got it. And sir, our plans for this product, for FY27?
There's a growth of around 15 to 20%.
Got it. And sir, if I recall, we were also trying to supply formulations to some other Indian players for magnesium L-threonate. Any updates on that project?
Yeah, we already got an approval from the US counterpart, and we have approached almost 6 to 7 companies in India. So hopefully in next quarter, quarter 3, we'll be launching at least 2 brands with 2 of the our CDMO partners.
Got it, sir. And what kind of incremental revenues could we expect from this?
This will be a first launch in a nutraceutical segment. So the value they have given is not it's almost like 1 to 2% of total revenue.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the semaglutide part, could you help us with the current API prices as of now?
Today. Peptide on the semaglutide?
Yes, sir.
So today's market is anything between $120 to $150 per gram.
Got it, sir. And sir, any volume expectations that we have for SEMA for next year?
Not yet, because our plant is still under construction. It will be commercializing in quarter 4 of this year. Then only we can have the numbers.
Got it. And sir, out of 250 kg, how much have we allocated for semaglutide?
It is not defined. The plant has been designed to manufacture all the peptides, which has a different time cycle. So it depends upon which peptide has a margin and which has a quantity. So it is not like defined kg will manufacture only 10 kg or 20 kg. It's not like that. It depends upon the requirement.
Got it, sir. Sir, broadly, 3-4 years down the line, if you want to get to a top line of, let's say, 1,000 crores, and you have mentioned that peptide plant could easily do 200 to 250 CRs. So, any sense on what would be the other key drivers that would generate the rest of 100 and 150 crores?
From our new development, which have the new product development, which we'll be doing next 1 to 2 years. And the mix product change from low value to high value.
Got it. Answer, these novel drugs that we have mentioned, like cenobamate, we have got the approval and are on track for commercialization. Any expectations this year, revenue-wise, that we have for this product?
We only mentioned right now it is between 10 to 12 crores.
Got it. And sir, do we expect fewer Exim to commercialize next year then?
Next year, quarter 4, because the patent is still there for sugar Exim.
Got it. And sir, any indications that you could give us about the market size for that product?
We can send you offline that all the details.
Sure, understood. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In the interest of time, we take Praneet from SG Investment. As the last question, you may proceed.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on your first con call. So I want to understand in terms of the long-term potential of our revenues, so where do you think we can end up at? Because you mentioned that next year is going to be 10%, then we're going to commercialize one of our plants in 2 years down the line. So I just wanted to understand this.
Down the next 2 to 3 years, you can expect anything around 900 to 1,000 crores.
So, time constraints, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, I would like to say thank to our investors for having us on the call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Bajaj Healthcare Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.